Blog Talk Radio.
Brethren, I pray you sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praise in the assembly of the righteous. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praise of God be on the mouths of the saints and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the demonic nations and punishment on those peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them this written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Revelations, open your mind, hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Akhenatis, be at peace, we gon' soon get set free.
Hey,
told the Abba, you are my doctor. If I be, then my soul prosper, strengthen my posture, deliver me from wicked imposters.
Yep.
Put my body under subjection, that's carnal lockup. Tend to the soil, good seeds that should have blossomed.
Really.
Nourish it with water from Abba, he sees the outcome.
True.
Pay no mind to the foolish, they playing possum. Put away childish behavior, come off colostrum.
Damn.
Flee from the lust of the flesh, remember Sodom. Pay no mind to commandments, that's rock bottom. Generation lost, my Abba restored your value. Take heed, the earth moves on with or without you. Vanity belongs on the hills, what it amounts to. My people touching all four corners, we coming out soon.
Really?
Store up good works towards them, he would announce you. Babylon is falling, young Aki, just look around you.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind, you hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Aki, I can see. Be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind, you hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Aki, I can see. Be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey.
See, when you gird it with spiritual armor, you know that the battles are far from within. To keep those things from coming to the surface, which is the flesh.
I read, hey, peace, love, and light. I speak that in the spiritual, manifest in the physical. Insight, biblical, salvation is critical. Can't believe in God, not his word is hypocritical. Don't let the devil get to you, don't accept what he offer you. He gon' try to purchase you, but let him know your treasure stored in heaven, get behind you. He know who's beside you, the gates of heaven open, and I just want you to walk through. Self-evaluation is a must. Plus, you gotta fight the demons and the lust. Plus, we at the end time, don't fall now. At first you didn't know, but now you know now. In the book of life, I hold my name written. Trying to do what I gotta do to get it. The hell with this world, I do not visit. Gotta watch myself, can't keep slipping. In the book of life, I hold my name written. Trying to do what I gotta do to get it. The hell with this world, I do not visit. Gotta watch myself, can't keep slipping.
Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my eyes, I can see. Be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my eyes, I can see. Be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times.
Revelations open your mind. You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my eyes, I can see. Be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey.
I know we need to count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that proving of your belief work is endurance. Hallelujah.
Forgive me, Abba Yahuwah, my ways were reckless. Shameful before you, my praise is a broken record. Repent for my sins, inequity, transgression. Selfish and ways of a man hinder his blessing. Figure duty lessons, we learn to give them reverence. Speak to myself in a process related message. Looking at the youth and it seems like they got a death wish. Pray for your humbling Aki to give you leverage. And so we press on, Aki moving to greater cause. Count on his laws, instructions to break your fault.
Yep.
Birth pain, similar woman with menopause. Matthew 24:8,
cleanse it up. And really? None of all gone, but the clean don't make me start. Search me, I will refine my inner parts, yeah. Blindfolded faith is like a shot in the dark. Resecond entrance, homie, they get your spark. And I hope this introduction will cause you to switch lanes. Enmity with Abba is mutual exchange. So I praise for my people you call to maintain. Obedience to your Abba will earn you his latter reign.
You can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my heart, cause I can see. Be at peace, we can soon be set free. Hey. You can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my heart, cause I can see. Be at peace, we can soon be set free. Hey.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Israel, and I'm back, y'all. I keep saying I'm back, but yet, you know, going weeks and then maybe even a month before y'all hear from me again. So I'm going through some things still, y'all. I'm still trying to adjust routine. Yeah, it takes that long for me. Just getting back in the swing of things, man. I'm at home every day, y'all. You know, I got my little family, man. I got my job. I'm going through it, y'all. Got my new job stuff, you know. And getting lined out, man. Just getting myself a routine. Yard work, you know, fatigue, just tired, man. And so... I'm just thinking, I want to get back and doing the show, man. I don't want to just, you know, drop it all together, man, now that I'm home. I want to continue it. So finding that ideal time for me and my new schedule for the show is just, you know, it's just not the same, you know. But nevertheless, that's the mountain I'm climbing. Tonight. It's a pop-up show, and just kind of want to get back to it, man, and, you know, talk about the lots of things that's going on in our news, prophecies, all right? I want to get back into that, man. I haven't been in the Word here lately, y'all. I got a bunch going on with me. I haven't been reading any scriptures or... You know, I've been kind of talking to the Most High in my own personal prayers, you know, just getting my kids lined out, you know. Because just real quick, I'm going to just say this much. Being gone, man, driving that truck for 2 years, 2.5 years. So, lots, you know. Lots been going on with my children, getting them lined out. And now that I'm here every day, you know, so I'm constantly kind of riding them, making sure they staying on point. Because when I come in, you know, during that 2 years for a weekend or something, and then leave back out, you know, a lot of stuff was kind of out of whack how we ran the house, you know. So getting my kids lined out as on top of my new job and everything else, it ain't been stressful. It's been a pleasure, really. I'm grateful. I'm thanking the Most High all the time, man, to sit on my couch in my living room with my kids and, you know, that whole family life, man, you know, getting them, having to spank some of their butts and all of that. But, it's a blessing, and I'm enjoying it. I don't want to go too far into that. Just want to just kind of give you overall view of my challenges and why I've been kind of missing in action. It's going to take a little bit for me, y'all. It turns out that my health wasn't all that great either, on top of everything else. You know, me being in that truck, man, I was kind of borderline diabetic, it turns out, you know. I haven't got diagnosed with it, but you know, I've been feeling the symptoms, you know, now that I'm kind of moving around lots more than I have before, working, sweating. I'm starting to feel fatigued. I'm starting to have some little health issues there. You know, yeah, like, hey, I might be, you know, coming down with something. But, I mean, you know, all praises that I'm feeling better. Kind of, you know, with the kids going to school, seeing them every day, I'm starting to get sick a little bit, runny nose, you know, everything. Yeah, you know, having kids, man, they around all those other kids and all that, you know, I'm dealing with it, y'all. And I'm getting the business, and I'm grateful for it. I'm thanking the Most High for it. But, yeah, I'm getting back into the swing of things. And I've been missing an action. It's good to have the show tonight. I made the show 2 hours long, but we'll just see how I go. We'll just see how I go, how I play out, y'all. And today's show, I wanted to kind of hit on what's happening in the Middle East, hit again what's happening in Africa, and Bible prophecies. These end times go into that. And anything else that anybody else have, it's open discussion. We can talk about anything. All right. So without further ado, let me open up the mic. Area code 936. You are live on air, brother.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Good to hear your voice, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good.
How you doing?
All right, everybody. This is Brother Ronald. I'm sure everybody that tunes into my show, they probably heard that voice a lot. We go back a little ways on this show. Uh-huh. All right, Brother Ronald. How's everything been going with you, brother?
I'm good. Just take one day at a time.
Yeah. Yes. All praises. Yeah, we just one day at a time. That's what I'm taking it, man. And I really, you know, just feel, I'm really excited because it feels like an adventure in itself with me being home and these challenges that came up against me. You know, busting right through it, you know, as a winner. And, you know, with all praises to the Most High for that, by the way. And, yeah, busting right through it. Every little obstacle that comes my way, I'm just knocking it down, you know. Back at home, fixing stuff that's broke and getting my kids lined out, you know. And, you know, just being there for his football game and stuff like that and yard work and you know, man, on my new job, you know, going through those motions there. I told you my off days, right? Tuesday night, Thursday night, and Saturday night. Yeah, they got me on the graveyard shift. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm off. I got my rest, you know, got off early in the morning and then slept.
So you right
back. Got my rest.
You right back.
Yeah, I work overnight, man. So that's kind of, you know, throwing me a loop, too. I got to, you know, I'm trying to get that good day run, man, but I guess I got to put my time in on the nights first. So, so I'm just still trying to get settled, man. And working over the nights, man, you sleep all day, you know. And by the time you kind of get up, everybody going to bed, you know. So it's just, it's throwing me off, but. Nevertheless, I'm hanging in there. Okay, brother. What is going on in the Middle East right now? I mean, I'm hearing all types of things, man. I did not know that some brothers view the Palestinians as they are Esau. You know what I mean? I did not know that. I kind of looked at them kind of like Arabs or... You know, the original Arabs, you know, you know, Ishmael, You know what I'm saying? I kind of viewed them in that aspect. I never viewed them as they are the Edomites. Never have. I just learned that out. I just learned that. Go ahead.
But you know the original Arabs were black people, dark skin, right?
Right, right on, right on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they,
yeah, right. Everybody
they
in that area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they are Gentiles?
They ain't Israel, so they're Gentiles. Right. Uh-huh. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
But it gets kind of complex because we're all not, you know, together as Israel, you know. We got Israel in India. We got Israel in, well, I want to say the Middle East. I want to say some remnant of us could be still in that area. Iraq, you know, Saudi Arabia. A remnant of us could be all in North Africa, Egypt, you know. Yeah, it's just we don't know, you know, how their lives been, what their – all we really, really know is what happened to us, you know, and getting pushed down into West Africa, the slave trade. Now we're on this side of the world. As far as that side of the world, it's still unraveling. We still don't really know who is who over there, you know. But
yeah,
what we can say and we can agree on is the people who's occupying Israel right now, we don't believe them to be our brethren. You know?
No, they're not. No.
Because, and that's one people for sure in that area that we can say we pretty sure that is not our brethren. And
right.
Plus their history those folks have with the United States, you know? With the Confederate Army and things like that, the Jews over here and all of that, and slavery. Oh, man. Yeah, we got history. And when we look back on that, that couldn't have been our brother doing that to us. Nah, we don't, that couldn't have been our brethren doing that to us. We are pretty much in agreement. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Because you said, because Esau was Jacob's brother, right? Esau was Jacob's brother,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Right, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So they're saying that the Arabs are Esau?
No, I got there's a bunch of Israelites that believe that the Palestinians living in Israel, but all around is the Palestinians, they believe that they are Edomites.
Okay, so you're talking about the ones in Israel right now, right?
Yeah, they're fighting against Israel right now.
Oh, yeah, okay. Damn, okay.
Yeah.
I never
looked at it like that. I never viewed it like that. I don't even know how they came up with it like that. I'm sure they got a way they came up with it like that. I have never looked at it like that, brother. I ain't going to knock it because I don't know. But my gut feeling is saying that they are in error. And my gut feeling is telling me that.
Yeah.
From the little bit knowledge I got about Edomites, that they should be very wealthy. They should not be going through any hardship. They should not, and that's a promise from our God, that they would not be going through hardship like that. Edomites are wealthy, and right now this is their heaven on earth, right now. Yeah. All right. And Palestinians don't come off as this is their heaven right now. They don't give me that type of understanding or feeling that they are in paradise right now. You know what I'm saying? Because when Christ comes, he's... Oh, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. Are they worth it, too? Are they worth it, too? The Palestinians. Do they got money, too?
Are they what? The Palestinians wealthy. Got wealthy. Money? No,
yeah.
No, they're living in, to me, in my opinion, they're in poverty. They're in poverty
okay.
around that area. Yeah, they're impoverished.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of barely getting by, man. They're not wealthy at all. They're not even very educated over that area, neither, it turns out. You know, yeah. So... yeah, nothing to indicate Queen Elizabeth's type of stature over here in the Middle East. Palestinians don't give that vibe. Not at all. I mean, the one thing they really got going for them is that their unpredictability. That's where the strength lies. You know what I'm saying? They you can't predict it. It's any day, any second, they can just strap a bomb on them and run at you, you know. So, I mean, you don't know, you know what I'm saying, how to fight them or win the fight, you know. So because it's that type of nature of them, excuse my language. So with that type of nature about them, it's, it's I can't see it. I just can't see that being Edomites. You know, I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's Ishmael. That's Ishmael descendants right there. You know,
Ishmael, yeah.
They got the land.
Yeah, Ishmael, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of see it as Ishmael. You know, that's Ishmael is the lineage that Muhammad came from. All right, Muslim.
The Muslims, yeah. That's how I'm going to say
it. Yeah. So,
you got a point
yeah,
there. You got
so,
a point there,
though. Yeah. That's why I kind of see that. I just don't see it. I just think those brothers and sisters, they are, they're confused. They're confused about that. All right. And why, oh, why did they put this attack out on Israel? And so everything is telling me that there's more to meets the eye with all of this that's going down, all this pain and things like that is going down right now in the Middle East. There's more to meets the eye, man. It kind of almost like it makes more sense if this is a Ponzi scheme distraction thing. You know what I mean? Because those folks have no business trying to initiate a battle or a war or a strike or whatever against a more superior people that will just eliminate theirs like this.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? With the type of weaponry. When you strike, you need to have it together. Why strike and then run to an elementary school? Why? It's like it's uneducated people leading this thing or something. You feel me? And you run to the...
Yeah.
I don't see the strategy in that. I can see the frustration and pain and like they're ready to die and they don't care, you know, and like we're all ready to die, you know. I can, you know, it's like now or never, and we got to do something. So I can see that mind state, but I can't see an organized, strategic plan. I cannot. They're trying to make it seem like there's strategic plan, airstrike, how to, you know, like it's a lot of intelligence going on, but I'm not seeing the intelligence, you know. So that only makes me think that this is some kind of distraction, you know, like Israel did that to itself. or something. You know what I'm saying? Just so they can, I don't know, make way for something else to come. You know? I don't know. I'm still, my mind is just racing, but I'm just giving my thoughts out there, man. Just, you know, tell me what you see. What do you think, man?
Well, we ought to know that they're not the people of the book. We ought to know that, you know what I'm saying? So, but you said in Matthew 24, there's going to be a war.
It's funny you said Matthew 24. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny that you went to Matthew 24. I was just there. Mm-hmm. Wars and rumors of wars. Yeah, it's the beginning of sorrows, man. Oh, yeah. Right. It's coming. It's coming. And I think that...
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead, brother. What I'm kind of seeing is that World War III has already started. And right now they're just fighting it with an ink pen, brother. You know? They're fighting it with an ink pen. And all these other deals before they get to the really nitty gritty of it. Is it already begun? All right.
You know, you know, United States support them, huh? United States
support Israel.
Yeah. The fake Jews.
Oh, yes. Yes, brother. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, he did. Tries to pledge his allegiance to Israel. Right.
Yeah.
And let Israel know he got their back.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what that's about.
Yeah. It's up. Something is up. I
said,
we know something is up, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The president going to the middle of a war zone that they shooting missiles.
Yeah.
See, that's not smart. That's not smart at all. He must feel super safe, right? So if he felt super safe about the whole thing, that means they got more than enough missiles and things that can shoot missiles out of the sky that who's they fighting against? Somebody they're not afraid of at all. Afraid of these folks at all. They're from the deal a bunch of, you know, people with a rocket launcher in the back of a pickup, right? You know? Right? So, they put just bomb them with a drone. And all these hospitals that they're going to blow up and all this other stuff. Yeah, they doing? They're going to destroy these people.
That's crazy.
They're
going to
destroy all of them.
Yeah.
They got more firepower than these people by far, man.
You talking about Israel, dude? You talking about Israel,
yes.
Dude? Got more.
Yes, brother, yeah.
Are they like neighbors or something like that? Are they close together? Like
you said,
Palestinians and huh?
Yeah. They're all around Israel. They're all around.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're gonna just get killing and stuff like that is what Israel's gonna do. That's what it kind of sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like to me. And, you know, from my perspective over here in the States looking at it, like I don't understand what's going on. But you went to Matthew 24 earlier. Is there any other scripture that comes to mind about these type of things, brother?
Trying to think.
Okay.
Matthew 24,
because I was seeing that World War III is very, it's, we're already in it. It has already started. World War III have already started. Everybody's taking their side, right? But everybody's not at their side just yet. They're already drawing a line in the sand, you know what I'm saying, so to speak.
You got to, because Bob said that he gonna bring all the nations down to Israel, to Armageddon.
The whole fact.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So
right,
you got a point there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. It's going to go down, brother. It's going to go down. The stage is being set right now. Africa stands with the Palestinians.
Y'all,
you hear me?
Y'all stand with the Palestinians? They do?
Yes. Yup.
Okay.
All right. And as you know, China and Russia, they're building good relationships with the African nations. Everybody's taking their sides on what side they're going to be on. Right?
Right.
So we got, so far we already know that Russia, China, Iran, the Palestinians, and Africa, they're all going to be on their that side of the fence. Okay? See what I'm saying? America, Great Britain, all the European nations, and Israel, they're all going to be on teams with each other, okay? And so the stage is being set. We're already in World War III, man. So these little, yeah. And so we're waiting for a major, something major going down, which according to the news, this is a major deal that's going down right now. They're talking about chopping off heads of folks. Yeah, like they're trying to, you know, like the palace. I don't know, man. It kind of seems like Israel's behind it all, but maybe not. Maybe those Palestinians are trying to just go ahead and get World War III started right now. Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
they're trying to do something.
Let's go ahead and just fight right now, you know. Because I don't see a strategy behind what's going on. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a strategy behind it. Unless they're just trying to, let's just go ahead and fight right now. Shoot your missiles. You know what I'm saying? Shoot your nuclear missiles out. Go ahead and shoot them. Launch them.
They got a lot of them.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on right now. I'm ready to die right here, right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the type of approach they're taking. So I'm thinking that's what, you know, like they're trying to go ahead and start World War III right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And I see the Republicans and the Democrats. Oh, man. They're fighting as usual because I think it's going to go to bloodshed on them. Like they for to start pulling guns on each other or something. That's how mad it seems like they are at each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how mad they are at each other, seems like to me. So I don't know what that's all about. You know, like one side don't want to give no guns to the Ukraine. You know, no money, no guns. We want to cut off the ties to them, you know?
If that war's still going on?
Huh?
Is that war still going on?
What's
in
that
Ukraine?
Yeah. Yeah. Russia's still there. Yeah.
They still there?
Yeah.
Wow. So we got two wars going on at the same time. Huh?
Oh, well, yeah, you can say it like that, uh-huh. Yeah, you can say it like that, brother. So, you got a little ball of confusion going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing, Yeah, it might be in our lifetime, brother, that this may go down for real. So I was hoping that tonight, on our show, we can start talking about, like, that what if moment. What if, you know, all hell breaks loose, right? And what are we doing, bro? Yes, I already know what you're going to say. The Most High got us. He promises. He got us and, you know, and going to take care of us, you know, when it hit the fan. But don't we, it's like we need to, like, meet them halfway. Don't we need to have some kind of preparation about us on what to do when that takes place, man? Because I tell you what, a united Africa is something that just can't happen. It can't. All right? Africa made a deal with the Emirates or whatever. There was a big tycoon Muslims that's over there in Saudi Arabia or whatever. I forget where they at. The United Emirates or whatever. Anyway, the Muslim world and Africa have joined together, you know, and being partnerships and stuff. China is in Africa building bridges, tunnels, subways, skyscrapers, okay? And Russia is sending beans and wheat and, you know, things like that to Africa. Why are they doing that? Well, they want Africa to all come together to form one currency backed by their minerals, Africa minerals. And they willing to support them and all have a treaty with each other, you know, and all be on the same team, bounce money around with each other. And they, that would destroy the dollar. It would destroy, it's, brother, we are so close to World War III, bro. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Eli.
And then, see, it's over the banking system.
A lot of people talk about we shouldn't be scared. Yeah, we should worry, you know what I'm saying? Because this is serious, man. You know what I'm saying? It is serious. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's any time period that missiles can start getting shot off. Okay? I'm just saying. They're going to continue to handle the situation going forward with the ink pen and things like that, man. But I'm just
ink
saying,
pen.
As me and you wait, yeah, with an ink pen, you know, but it means you on this side of the world, we're looking at the overall view of, you know, as they play their chess game. And we can see that the potential of it, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't see Great Britain and America going down without a fight. You know, I just don't see it. I don't see it, man. So
you think they're gonna try to get involved in it?
Gonna try to get involved? Huh? They're already involved. They're over their heads. Yeah, they've been involved. Yeah. Just up until this point, like when Gaddafi, when he tried to do what Russia's trying to do, they had Gaddafi killed. Remember? He wanted to have a currency backed by gold and other diamonds that's in Africa, you know? Everything that they're trying to do. Well, we end up, you know, having Gaddafi killed and have a whole nother regime kind of took over his foot thing, and that kind of went away. But, now here you got Russia trying to do it, okay? And China's right there with Russia with it, you know. And Africa is trying to get itself together to unite. But it's having all types of issues. And you know America's right in the way of making sure that don't happen. And so we're waiting to see how that turns out. But before you know it, I'm sure a bunch of people are going to die and missiles are going to start getting shot, you know. Because if they go through with that, that's the end of the dollar, you know. And so, the folks won't be a superpower no more. Or Africa will be our brand new superpower, United States of Africa, you know. You know, it'll become a superpower. And Russia and China will be its friends. And they will have a good market, a good deal on buying oil and minerals. And everybody else, they'll charge very high. And after a while, everybody that had money are going to become broke. And everybody that didn't have no money that's on Africa's side, now they're super wealthy. You see?
Mm.
And so that's over time. That's over time right there. Right, and so everybody's going to be racing to be Africa's friend, right?
Yeah.
Right, right. So it's going to be that type of thing. And then, as they draw that line of the sand, but before we even get to that point, first Africa got to unite with each other. And a lot of us are in allegiance to some of these European nations to a degree. That just the idea of World War III makes them don't want to unite with each other over there in Africa, right? Because they know, whereas you got to be all in, man. See, nobody wants war, man. But, you see? But everybody wants, I know I'd be lying if I say I didn't want to see Africa a superpower. I do want to see it. And I know what that means for me. That means where I live at is going to go downhill if Africa becomes a wealthy continent, which it is already wealthy with all the minerals, diamonds, and gold, but the people that live there is not taking advantage of that wealth. Others have always took advantage of it. But if they start taking advantage of it on their own, then they would be a superpower. Right? And the number one, and then it starts to make sense on Bible prophecy dealing with the way that we left in the slave trade. That same root is the way we going back. Okay? Into the wilderness. You feel what I'm saying? The same way they took us in chains, leaving that area, we'd be going back. That same route, but not as slaves. We'd be going back you know what I'm saying? Part of a international, because we're citizens still. We're just lost, a diaspora of people that, you know what I'm saying, kind of been lost. And now we're coming on back if Africa rises up as a superpower.
Wow.
you can't – can you see that now? I mean, you got to kind of imagine that type of money coming to Africa first, I imagine. And all those folks that got flies flying in their eyes and stuff, you got to picture them with crowns on their head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And mansions and billions of dollars. The poverty-stricken places would be over here. Okay? Africa would be where the wealth would be.
Wow.
And Russia and China would be Yeah, Russia and China would be their friends. And the dollar would be nothing. We would be under their currency, under Africa's currency. So just like coming to America when his face was on the dollar, on that money, he had his own money.
Yeah, it'll be like
he got his own money, okay?
He had his own money, right?
It would be, you know what I'm saying? It would be like that, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, and they would have the super duper jets and planes and stuff and battleships and stuff over there in Africa, submarines and satellites would be under their control and astronauts or whatever. It would be coming from over there. They have control.
King Solomon had his own money, huh? King Solomon.
Huh?
I'm saying he had his own money too. King Solomon?
Yeah, the gold, all that. Yeah, all right, King Solomon. Yeah, richest man there was.
No, he wasn't the richest, he was
the wisest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the richest.
Very
too.
Wealthy, very, very. He was the richest.
Yeah, a lot
of money, man. And that right there comes from that. Will come from Africa uniting.
Israel is on the same continent as Africa. You hear me?
Yeah, but they are. That's what I'm saying. The Palestinians, what's happening right now? They're drawing a line in the sand, separating Israel from this deal. Israel's going to be on the United States side.
Right.
Not with the Palestinians. Right. There's a line being drawn in the sand right now. Right. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Because at first, they was hoping for peace with the Muslim having their capital in Jerusalem with their gold dome they got over there. And or something like that, and Israel had their place that they worshipped over there, and they was coexisting together, Palestinian and the Jews over there, in a peaceful Middle East deal, right? All right, but what I'm saying is they've been in conflict with each other, but they was hoping for peace, but now it's war. And what's happening right now is they're killing a bunch of the locals. You know what I'm saying? They're expanding their border. They're it's all out war, bro. That's going on right now.
So the civilians are getting in too, huh?
Civilians? Yeah, they're getting killed.
Yeah.
Man, them folks, they was cutting little kids' heads off and stuff like that, man.
Wow.
There's no peace. Yeah, they done took it there. And so by default, I don't know how they're going to, what's going to come of all that. I don't know. I don't know what's going to come of it. But they are, it's like a line being drawn in the sand. All right, let me check my call log. No, Sister Thale have not made it in just yet, but that's all right. Let's take a little break, brother.
Okay.
Let's take a little break, and let's see here. What song shall I play for our break? All right. Let me look around. I'm looking for a good song. How about Royalty? Huh?
Yeah.
Here we
are. Yeah,
we are scattered people, man. If Africa becomes a superpower, super nation, you know, I can just imagine that diaspora of people from South America, Haiti, Jamaica, America, Canada, you know, we all just on this side of the world. And it's just this side of the world. We're not even talking way over there in Switzerland and New Zealand and, you know, Europe and all that, but we're going to just all around the globe, people flocking back to this new superpower nation.
I want to ask a question before you. I want to ask a question before you take a break. Are some of the Africans Israelites? Are some of the Africans Israelites? That's what the question I want to ask you.
Yes, they are, bro.
They are. Which one? The one from West Africa?
A good, great number of them. Great number of them. Yeah, man.
Okay.
More than what we ever thought, man. Believe it or not, Ham. There's tribes over there worshiping sweet potatoes, and you know they stretch their necks with a whole bunch of rings on it, so their neck was stretched. You got stretching of the ears, their lips. They put a plate in their lip. You got tribes that's in this exotic cultures about them that's over there. That's Ham, brother. All right? That's Ham. All right? But you got a bunch of Arab-looking black folks there. They culture covers them all up in bundles. Even their women all bundled up. They're not Ham. All right? Now, the women that you see that with the breast all out and stuff like that, I myself don't think that's Israel. I don't. South Africans, I don't think they are.
You talking about the South Africans?
I'm thinking East and the South right there. I think a lot of that is a Hamitic area. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
A lot of that. Yeah. But when you go to the West, all of them out there, you know, I'm thinking, you know, there's different types of tribes out there. And, yes, there are some women with no shirts on out there. But I want to say a lot of that. I want to, you know, because we were the people that covered ourselves up, brother. We didn't our women be like that, you know. So it's hard for me to think that, you know, that became a thing, you know. But at the same the West is where you see the action as far as the real big stuff that took in place, linking up with the Muslims and invading Europe, and then getting kicked out of Europe, slave trade. This is all the West side. You see what I'm saying?
That's what the slave trade took place at West Africa, right?
Right. That's us. Yeah. Because we multiply. We populate, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like rabbits. Yeah. See what I'm saying? So a lot of Africa, man, it's more than what a lot of people think, you know? Yeah, more than what a lot of people view. Yeah, it's us, man. And we are on the East Coast, and we in the South, too. But I think a lot of that is Hamitic over that area. But anyway, I just got my opinion on it. I don't know, brother. I'm like everybody else. I don't know. But I'm just giving you my opinion on it, man. But, yeah, everybody will gravitate back to Africa, man. And it's going to be enough room for us all over there. You know, we got Egypt, and we're going to be right there with the Arabs, because seems like the relationship with the Arabs and Africa are getting stronger and better and tighter. And so far, that's what it's really looking like, bro, you know. So we can definitely see Iran and Afghanistan and all of them making peace with their Muslim stuff, because apparently they've been at war or something. Iraq and you know, they've been warring amongst each other. So there may be some kind of peace. If Africa rises up high, I think we're going to see the Muslim world all kind of come together amongst themselves as well. and link up with a lot of Africa, you know.
Yeah.
And there'd be peace in that area as far as that goes, you know. And there's landlocked. It's landlocked. So, yeah, a lot of these borders might change, you know. And United Africa, and then you got Egypt, and the border's going to go around Israel. And you got all that vast desertly land up to the Mesopotamia, you know. That's all be a part of one giant, you know, because, you know, the Arab and Africa linking up together, you know. And if they all put their resources together, you know, backed by gold, backed by their oil, backed by diamonds and minerals that Africa got, whatever Russia and China throw in the pot, that whatever currency that become would be that dollar we talked about, you know what I'm saying? And that dollar is going to be the best thing there is, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll definitely destroy our dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Man, we are very, very close.
Yeah.
We are very, very close. All right, man. Let me put you on hold. All right, y'all. Let's play by Molly Music, Royalty.
Royalty, powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubts, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Whooping sheets, clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. The power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. That you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty. Yeah.
Once we weren't the people, now we are the people. Do you know who you are? Let them call you those things if you knew you were a queen. And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. 1 Peter 2:6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark, into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people.
Royalty,
royalty, royalty,
royalty.
rather you royal. Power to the chosen people, who at one point was in Judah's name. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Royalty, royalty, royal, royal.
All right, all right. I hope y'all enjoyed that song. I was kind of just caught up in there, man. That's, I love that song. Let me open up the mic. All right. What'd you think about it, Brother Ronald?
Oh, yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, like man, song. Flowed real good. Yeah, it flowed real good what we was talking about, man. All right, okay, so we're 1 hour down, and so here on out, man, I kind of want to, man, I think I want to say a prayer, bro. I want to say a prayer because I'm on another chapter in my life, and I don't want this world to suck me back in there, you know? I'm going too many days without getting into these scriptures, almost as if I wasn't trying to, but it's like I took a break, you know, from seeking. And, but it feels like that, like I took a break. And I don't know, maybe it's a good thing, I guess, to just, you know, to just sit back and be still for a minute.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't want to leave God alone. And I don't want him to leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want him to keep his hands on me. And I definitely want to constantly keep learning and seeking and growing. Brother, I have no idea what scriptures that you want to go to, but I definitely want to, I don't know, man, read something.
Yeah.
Point me in the right direction, brother. Point me in the right direction.
Read a chapter or something. Good chapter in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We was talking about Matthew 24 earlier.
Yeah,
how about I read Matthew 24 then? You know what? I think I want to read chapter 23.
23? Okay.
Yeah. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, Scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. verse 3. All therefore whosoever that bid you observe. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe. That observe and do. All right. But do not yea after their works, for they say and do not. I'm going to stop right.
Read that again.
Right. Yeah. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, Scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not, yea, after their works, for they say and do not. I'm going to highlight that. I sure am going to highlight that. So when they, all these laws, statutes, and commandments, Christ is saying you need to do it. Right? Because these scribes and Pharisees are reading Moses' commandments to you, and they're telling you to do these things. And Christ is saying, do it. Do it. Yeah. Don't be like them, though, because they're telling you to do it, and they are not doing it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't doing it. Yeah, these scribes and Pharisees got prostitutes in their houses right now. And foreign prostitutes. Yeah, yeah, with bacon and pork chops in their house. Right?
Yeah.
And shrimp.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Lobster.
Yeah. And they homosexuals probably too. Right. You know what I'm saying? But they stand in front of you and tell you these things. You know, and they like mobsters sending hits out on you. And they tell you to be a certain way, but they ain't living like that. Mm-hmm. And they hypocrites.
Yeah.
Right, right. And that's what that was all about. Okay, verse 4. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men rabbi, rabbi. But be not yea called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all yea are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But so you see people calling each other lords and stuff. I don't get that. Anyway, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Okay. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whither is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever swears by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Yea, fools and blind, for whither is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple sweareth by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and Anas and Cummins, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity as sin. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. All right. I'm reading it, but I'm not fully understanding. Can you help me out, brother? I'm not fully understanding what he means.
What verse are you on? Read that again.
All right. And say, if we have been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Okay, so
let's go back a little bit.
If we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Oh, they're saying that they are better than their ancestors, that they're better than their forefathers, because they admitted that their forefathers killed the prophets, right? So they wicked.
Right.
Wickedness. And they're saying that if they was there in those days that was going on, they wouldn't have done that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up, then, the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous bloodshed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chicken under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That's chapter 23, brother.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, it's all red letter, pretty much. Words so, of so our this, Messiah, man.
So this when they was in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
They was in a homeland.
Right. Matthew is letting us know some of the things that our Messiah was saying to them. He's
right.
Kind of like a little sneak preview of some of the things our Messiah said unto them. Yeah,
That's when Christ was on the scene. He was on the scene then. I said Christ was on the scene then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He was on the scene, and that was his words. Chapter 23 is all red letter, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That was his words that Matthew is letting us read. And, it was a powerful sermon that he did.
Real powerful.
Yeah. I'm going to jump over to Matthew 24 right here.
Okay.
I'm going to start at verse 32. All right. Matthew 24 and 32. Now learn a parable of a fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, yea, know the summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. At 34, what do you think our Messiah is saying right now?
He was talking about that generation that was, in that time.
Okay, and what do you think he mean when it says they shall not pass? What do you mean? What do you think he's meaning when he say that?
Can you read that again, 32? What's that, 34? You know, I was
34.
Verily I
say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. So we know that it was Christ fulfilled. He fulfilled the law. You see what I'm saying? Because he said that it's finished, right?
Whoa! I think you're jumping to another subject. I think you're jumping to another subject. I was saying that generation shall not pass away.
The generation, this generation.
For all these things be fulfilled. And 35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So he's saying that his word is forever and ever and ever.
That's right.
So he said that generation shall not pass, brother, until all these things be fulfilled. Right?
Okay.
So, I mean, my question to you was, what do you think about reincarnation, man?
Reincarnation?
Yeah.
Okay. What you getting into?
What I'm saying is that Christ is saying that he said it, and he's saying that his words are, heaven and earth will pass away before his words pass away. That's what Christ just said.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. that's it.
Yeah. So he's saying that if I said it, then that's what it is.
Right, heaven and earth, yeah.
And he said the generation is, they shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Then when they're all fulfilled, that's when the that generation will pass. But until then,
right,
they have not passed. So
no, they have,
that leads
right. Okay.
My mind to think that they're going in this cycle. You know what I'm saying?
So, because about I want to take you to a scripture. I just thought about something.
Okay.
About it. You know, Ecclesiastes.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Ecclesiastes. Yeah.
All right.
Let me see what verse. Yeah, read 15. Is that one verse?
And what chapter?
Chapter 3, verse 15. Just that one verse.
That which have been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requires that which is past.
Means that there's what happened before is going to happen again. You know, like all the stuff that happened before, all the judgments, you know, God did, he passed judgments on things in the past, is going to happen again. So, and he, you know, Solomon said, we say there's nothing new under the sun.
Okay. Oh, yeah, ain't nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, we same chapter. Read that Ecclesiastes 1:9. Just that one verse.
One through nine?
Yeah. No, this clear chapter 1, verse 9.
Oh, chapter 1, verse 9. The thing that have been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Okay. All right. And that's connected to reincarnation?
Break that down by reincarnation.
All right. Yeah, because I never was a big connecting the dots for reincarnation. But there are these little inklings in our scripture that kind of tell us that the ancient our ancestors looked. Didn't know a whole lot about how death works and how they view the afterlife, you know, and children that's been born. But some brothers and sisters look at it like before Christ gave up his blood on the cross, all those people that have passed on prior to that point was in Hades, or this place that they all went. It was in there that they separated the good and the bad down there. And
right.
Christ, he went down there and gave, you know, took those people from out of there and made a whole new place for them. All right. And so now it's like our turn. You see what I'm saying? So this generation shall not pass is that generation after all of that. You know what I'm saying? From that point that he gave up. Hold on, let me finish it first. Okay. All right, can you hear me, brother? Yeah, I was saying that Hades, there's different names for this place, but it must have been a place where there's some kind of river there. You have the righteous on one side of the river and the unrighteous on the other side. And if you found to be unrighteous, you're in your misery over there on that other side.
Right.
And it will be like that in judgment, until judgment. You know what I'm saying? When the Father judged this world. So you're going to be in that situation all the way until the Father, you know, cast judgment. However, Christ went down there and he took those people, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and all that believed in him, they went with him, I take it, or he got them all, or he just got the righteous. I don't know. But either which way, those people, he went and visited them down there, and that's done. Oh, that place is no more. That place is just for wicked people only. All right?
Okay.
And the wicked people, you know what I'm saying? And I believe it's angels are going to be cast in this thing. But I don't know. I need to go back and look at it. I don't know if angels going to be, they're going to be judged and they're going to die. And it's apparently it takes them a long time to die. Because they're going to be in there for a long time before
angels,
a fire
angels can't,
kills them.
Angels can't die. Angels can't die. Go. You just said something. Go to 2 Peter right quick.
Hold on. I'm not done. Hold on, brother.
Okay,
hold on.
Whatever you said.
Yeah, I know they was born in fire, so they're gonna die by fire or something like that. Judgment. It's gonna take them a long time to die, but I think they can. They can die. God knows a way to kill them. You know what I'm saying? I say it like that, but but I believe so, man. But I just want to get this out, and then we can go to wherever you want to go. So that is the line drawn in the sand: Christ's crucifixion. Those died prior to his crucifixion. That was all those people was in this place. Now, us on this side of this crucifixion, we're all going to be, you know, waiting for him when he shows up. Now, what happens to us when we pass before he even comes? I always kind of, there's a scripture said to be separated from my body would be with the Most High. It could be that. It could be another little place that we all go to. I don't know, man. I really don't know. But I can say that we'll be closer to the judgment day. You know what I'm saying? We're closer on this side of the of judgment because it's not that far away. Not that far away. So, that's all I wanted to say, brother. All right. Well, I just had to get that out. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Go to 2 Peter right quick.
2 Peter. All right. Get right on it.
I just want to read.
Got the wheels
questions.
Turning. All right. I got your wheels
read,
turning.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
All right.
read verse.
All right.
2
Peter. What chapter?
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Mm-hmm. All right.
So they filled out. So you know the ones that filled with Satan? The angels that filled with Satan?
Yeah.
Like, some of them are being held. Some of them are being held in darkness. That's what this verse is saying right here. Read it again.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
Until the great judgment. Until, you know what I'm saying? Until, you know, when all this damage is going to be done on earth. God, because he used angels.
Right.
He used the bad angels, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right on. He do.
Yeah.
God is in control of the devil, even. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You see, then you get more questions to rise up. But questions I always had, I just never quite, you know, I just, one other thing, what the devil's thinking. You know what I'm saying? If he don't, I mean, I don't know. I'd be thinking what he's thinking. Because don't he want to live forever? I mean, don't he want that to be in God's? He's going to be doomed if he keep on doing what he's doing.
Oh, you're already
you know,
doomed.
You're already doomed, huh?
Yeah, you can't repent.
All right,
repent.
Now where you want me to repent? He can't repent.
Go to Matthew 25:41. It'll be that's the precept. I'm going to precept that. Let's read that one verse.
25:41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, yea, cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
Keep reading, 46. Mm.
Okay. For I was hungry, and yea, gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and yea, gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and yea, took me not in. Naked, and yea, clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and yea, visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as yea did it not to one of the least of these, yea did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
And so we see that there are two places. There are two places. You can only go to two. There's no middle ground. You can either go into the kingdom or to Sheol. See, that's what hell is called in Hebrew tongue, Sheol. Sheol.
Mm. Sheol.
Sheol. Yeah. That place that Christ went when he went down.
Okay.
That's where he was at during those 3 days. Remember, he said he's gonna be in the heart of earth for 3 days and three nights.
Right.
That's when he went down. He went and got those souls that was in Hades. In Sheol. Yeah.
Gotcha. Sheol is a Hebrew way of saying it, and that Hades is Greek way of saying it. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what's up, brother. That's what's up. Any scriptures coming into mind?
Nothing yet. That's good stuff, though.
Yeah, right on, brother.
What you reading at first? Matthew 24? You stopped there, I think. You stopped there.
Yeah. Let's see here. Where did I? What was I reading? Yep. 24:34. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Right? 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord have made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All right. Well, I don't want to be that guy, right? I don't want to be that guy. Yeah, because see, my father know that I'm not perfect, man. I do things, you know. I smoke, I drink. I don't want to steer nobody in the wrong direction. That's why I'm not quick to jump up and try to be somebody's, like, leader, you know? I just want to have my own little household, really. But I like to bounce my thoughts with other people. Not as a leader, but as just a brother. That's a brother that's seeking the Most High with you, you know? But there's some folks, they desire that authority to be the leader of something, you know, they desire that.
They want to be in charge.
Instead of the brotherhood, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I like to think that is the difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What makes the difference between how I look at it and they look at it? You know. I think that's the true difference right there. Because I ain't no better than anybody, you know. That's what I like to kind of look at it, man.
I feel the same way.
To be somebody's leader. To be somebody's leader. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, brother, let's get back to over here. All right, we got 19 minutes left in the show. Let's go ahead and wrap this up, man. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. We'll take a little break, and after the break, we'll start wrapping this thing up, all right? Let me put you on hold. All right, we're going to play, let's see here. Let's play something. How about Wade in the Water, man? We haven't listened to that one in a while. Let's listen to that one right there. Thank you. Okay, there we go. All right, I love that song too, brother. All right, brother Ron, I'm gonna start with you. Oh, go ahead. What were you about to say, man?
That was another one of my favorite songs.
I know, right?
I like that song. I like that song right there.
Yeah, I know it. I know it's a classic, brother. Classic.
Yes.
All right, Brother Ronald, won't you kind of end the show by giving us your thoughts about today's show, probably giving some good advice for us to follow, man, you know, the day-to-day life. Well, for me, man, I could use some wise words from you right now, Brother Ronald, what's going on in my life right now. I could use it, man.
Okay.
Lay some on me, man.
Okay. I lay some on you. Well, we just want to thank the Most High for the show tonight, for waking up Israel, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to wake up our people, to let them know that the time is near, and Christ is soon to come. And we see all these wars. And he said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, but he said the end is not yet. But we are getting closer, you know what I'm saying? So we have to be ministers and as brothers. You talked about the brotherhood, and that's what we need to have more brotherhood. You know, We might not see eye to eye on everything, but we can. We still got to be brothers, because Christ said that that the greatest commandment is love. Love God, love the Most High. And he said, love your neighbor as you love yourself, as you love yourself. You know what I'm saying? So,
right on.
But in this hour, we have to be, another thing you said during the show, we got to start getting prepared.
things are
popping up. Yeah.
I would love to have another show talking about what we can do to prepare. Because, I mean, I'm just thinking that when all hell breaks loose, we will not have electricity, you know? Like,
No electricity? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, what to do, bro? What to do? What can we prepare ourselves to do? Is it generators or do we even stay in our homes, you know? Or should we start trying to move around? I can tell you right now, brother, that 99% of us, I ain't going to say 99, but a bunch of us are saying that we going to bunker in into our homes and try to wait it out. We are not going to get on the highway.
Exactly.
A lot of us are going to bunker down.
On to the next city, on to the wherever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's good. That's good, man. Glad you said that, you know what I'm saying? That's good.
Yeah, with no electricity, you know, and a lot of us just got a bunch of bullets and guns, you know, but in reality, without electricity, I don't know, man. Will we still have water? We're going to need, it seems like it'll be wiser to start moving around, though. Because this city is so full of wicked people. This state is so full of wicked people. That nobody going to be safe in their own homes, man. You know?
Now, without electricity. Nah.
Because you're not going to have that many bullets, bro. You're just not going to have that many bullets. Think of how often that you got to sleep with your gun, man.
Yeah.
So they coming. Coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They coming. If you got food, they're coming.
They're coming to get their
they
food.
Are not gonna, they are not going to stand in front of your house and starve to death in your front yard.
Like,
they're not going to do it.
Why you eat?
They're going to try to come in. Yeah. They're going to try to come
in. Yeah,
I don't know. Violently.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to find
in,
killing.
Breaking in, huh?
You're going to find yourself killing people. You know what I'm saying? And the reason you're killing them is because they're trying to take what's yours. But these people are hungry. So hungry that they're risking it. Okay? And they got babies, and their babies are starving. And they're facts while they're coming at you. It's not that they're just a mean, bad person. They are hungry. You see what I'm saying? So you're going to find yourself killing hungry people. So it seems like it just come out better to just move around.
It ain't going to be nice. It ain't going to look, it's not going to be a pretty sight if things going to pop off.
Yeah. Right, man. It's what the scriptures say? It's the beginning of sorrows?
Yeah, the beginning of sorrows.
Yeah, sorrows. Yeah, man. Yeah. So I want to end it on that note for us to meditate on that, think about that, and I cannot tell you when our next show going to be. But I can say that Brother Ronald that's on this show, he is definitely going to be keeping in touch with me, getting the show popping up, and he won't let me get lost in the sauce, man. You know, he's gonna be mentioning it the show, I'm sure. So I can always count on Brother Ronald asking when we're gonna do a show. I appreciate you for that, Brother Ronald. I really
no problem,
do, man. Because man, I'm only human. And right now I'm going through some things, and I mean, I can get lost in the show. I can feel it trying to get me. So I definitely want to get back. It felt good to read the scriptures. It felt real good to read the scriptures. All right. Well, shalom to you. I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, Brother Ronald. Until next time, brother. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right. All right, y'all. So we're wrapping up the show. I have been playing some really, really good songs, man, during our break. And just a minute ago, I did that one. But now I'm going to, I got to end it with this always is ongoing battle against that wicked rap music that we got today. And so battling against that with some positive scripture-filled rap music, you know, it's, I got sons, so naturally I'm promoting it, man, wanting them to listen to more, Christian rap, gospel rap, that type of thing. So, all right, y'all, shalom, till next time, right? All right, this is by Sleepy LaFleur called Truth Music.
Cause now we on, Christ coming back, he coming strong, And if you ain't with the most, I leave me alone, You still follow religion, what you want, Now we up, Children of the tribes waking up, Ain't no turning down, keep that spirit up. Them heathens already know they time is up,
push my flow, yeah, I have to do it. Used to be a broke boy, now I'm getting to it. Most I fill my cup, now I'm thumbing through it. Yeah, now we up. Children of the tribes waking up. Ain't no turning down, keep that spirit up. Them heathens already know they time is up. You say you with the movement, but this our nationality, we sticking to it. We them Israelites that the Most High using. Why you think we putting all the scriptures in our music? To reach the lost sheep, get up off me. I'm already 10 steps ahead, you can't cross me. When you say you don't believe in Christ, that's when you lost me. Ain't no false doctrine or no fake rules, stop me. Now we up. Children of the tribes waking up. Ain't no turning down, keep that spirit up.
Look, I got a cannon and the devil on my hit list. Black sheep and outcasts in my circle, we all misfits. Check the aura, we on fire like menorahs. Warring with these demons, so I'm rhyme with the Torah. I'm gon' up it and bucket and spray. Flies are dope, I'm up in the way. No talking to excellence, let's come to the chase. Y'all with the trouble, get trapped with the snakes. I had to choose, I drew the line. Watch where you step, y'all full of mind. Over for heathen, they out of time, we on the ride.
Ain't no turning down no more, cause now we on, yeah. Coming back, he coming strong, yeah. And if you ain't with the Most High, leave me alone, yeah. You still follow religion, what you want, yeah. Now we up. Children of the tribes waking up. Ain't no turning down, keep that spirit up. Them heathens already know they time is up. Yeah,